Walking into the expanse of space, I am aware of a timeless quality, as it's easy to imagine rows of sewing machines and textile laborers set against the backdrop of enormous windows. The views showcase a vast expanse of sky and city, promoting a feeling that Zahn describes as inspirational and aspirational, which she says is very important in a creative space. She says it's such a lovely place to be, and it really takes on the mood of the city around it. On gray, overcast days, the shop feels quiet and pensive. The spectacular, cool, sunny days of winter impart a real energy. Everything slows down in the summer when the shop is filled with the heat from the pavement below. My favorite time in the shop is just as the sun starts to recede and the space glows with the colors of the setting sun. Speaking further about the shop's setting in the garment district, Laura said that she is afforded two main inspirations. First, the other businesses sharing the Allied building, in which a Spanish-speaking labor force works way too hard for way too little pay, inspire her to maintain her own work ethic. And second, all the absolute garbage for sale down in the storefronts lining the streets. Garish hats, short-sleeved cowboy shirts, knockoff designer shoes, cheap bras, you name it, reminds her to remain steadfast in doing her part to keep from adding any further fodder to the landfills. The Allied Woodshop Collective sports benches for 5 full-time and 4 part-time woodworkers, with a second room loaded full of vintage cast iron machines like a 20-inch Davis & Wells bandsaw and a 12-inch Yates American joiner, both more than 80 years old. As fellow captains of woodworking collectives, we commiserated about the ups and downs of having many hands sharing space and machinery. You can see from the meticulously maintained tools and neatly organized benches that she has her ducks in a row, and those ducks know where to find the dustpan. With her collective neatly organized and all the machine tables properly waxed, Zahn then has time to pursue her own furniture work, doing business as Off the Saw, which is also the name of a popular woodworking blog she has been writing since her days at College of the Redwoods. Laura also supplements her own woodworking habit with jobs teaching woodworking classes, both at the Allied Woodshop and at California State University at Long Beach, and consulting on climate change policy. She does a lot of very good quality thinking, and I was inspired by her conversation about the state of the modern woodworker and her or his ability to make a livable income. She told me that the joke about the venerated College of the Redwoods program is that they take perfectly good carpenters and ruin them. The program at CR, she said, is more like an amazing escape from the real world where people can learn what is possible when you take your time in woodworking. I mean, you spend your first 4 days learning to sharpen and then flattening a board. Now she designs pieces on a budget of time and money, and sees how much of that fine Krenovian detail she can work into her furniture, as in James Krenov, the founder of the school. A table base that she has just made is sitting next to me, and I can attest from the delicate stretcher tenons protruding from the legs, complete with twin blonde wedges, that she is still manifesting the fairy-like detail of CR in her Los Angeles practice. If you've been paying attention so far, the gratifying part of running a shop like hers should be pretty easy to discern. You get to use a bunch of nice, tuned-up machines and hand tools and benches to make beautiful works of art and craft from plain old wooden boards. You also get to do it with like-minded folks who are usually kind of weird, but generally respectful of the craft. The challenges are more insidious and tough to get a handle on. Laura says that a lot of people have the desire to learn woodworking but lack the price of admission for a workshop or class. She said it's especially heartbreaking when someone's child wants to learn to work in the shop but the tuition is not at hand. She also voiced her desire to educate the American people as to the value of this work. One thing she loves about her classes is that after one 9-to-4 day of intro to woodworking, the newbies are astonished at how much work goes into preparing a simple rectangular cutting board, from rough milling to squaring to surfacing and finally finishing. Only then do they comprehend why custom work must be so expensive when compared to factory-made items. This launched us into a vitriolic conversation on one of my favorite gripes, the ignorance of the American people to blinding consumerism. We hit on the fine analogy of our bovine populace's willingness to shovel in fast food, even after reading the clearly written reports of journalists like Eric Schlosser and Michael Pollan, enlightening us to just exactly what sort of poisons these charlatans put into their burgers and fries. Laura said that she would like to see such a piece written on furniture and home goods and clothing, informing us all of the impact that this cheaply made landfill fodder must be having on our planet. Often enough, if a woodworker hasn't yet thrown in the towel, but is still producing work, then she seems to come down on the side of optimism, and Laura Zahn is no exception. She said, "I feel like there is a growing awareness of this problem, and that's why more people are looking to learn to do things and make things for themselves." I am tickled that spaces like Laura's Allied Wood Shop are springing up all over the country, where folks from all walks of life can scrape together a few bucks to learn woodworking and other crafts. If you are interested yourself, either find a group near you or start your own. You'll be amazed at how much better two heads can be than one, especially if that one is rather melon-shaped and grows a good set of whiskers. If Offerman Wood Shop were the Ingalls family on Little House on the Prairie, then Laura Zahn would be our Mr. Edwards, played by the inimitable Victor French. The most valued and dependable neighbor to whom we can turn when we want to see our community grow and prosper by the labor of our hands.